Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today we are going to talk real, like we do every week, real talk, real happenings. Today, I'm going to talk sports and spirituality, more specifically, basketball and spirituality, even more specifically, LeBron James teaching the world about forgiveness. But before I get to today's topic, which I was so excited about, the unfolding of well, I'm not going to get to the topic yet. Let me just tell my new listeners what kind of show this is. What is Reality Spirituality? Who the hell am I? And why are you listening? Well, Reality Spirituality for me is a show that talks about everyday life experiences, your everyday life experiences, my experiences, and the link to spirituality. Well, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and what does that mean? That means that to be a specialist, to be a happiness specialist, my priority, my number one priority in my life is happiness. And years ago, I asked the universe for two things. You know, when you wish for things, when you ask, when you blow your candles out on the birthday cake, you ask. I always ask to, number one, live to my potential, and number two, to be happy. And when I ask, it's always given. This path, this journey that I've taken, that I am still on, to discover how to remain, happy, how to remain at peace, regardless of what's going on, regardless of my circumstances, regardless of what happens to me. My number one priority, my goal, my intention for the rest of my life is to be at peace with whatever happens, and to be at peace with whatever doesn't happen. Now, it took me decades to get here, audience, and I got to say, I'm still tested. I'm still learning lessons. But I believe, without a doubt, it's getting easier and easier and easier. You would not believe the things that are thrown at me, are put in my lap, and the universe is saying, well, you claim to be a happiness specialist. How can you be happy with this? I don't want to get off into a tangent, but I believe for me, and I don't speak for anyone else, but if you relate, if it resonates for you, then good. Because we're all as different as our fingerprints. You're on a journey. I'm on my journey. And I believe that the purpose of this life is to grow spiritually, personally, grow as a person, evolve, change, be somebody different than you were last week. do something different than you did last week. Quite frankly, let's say yesterday, be something different. So the purpose is to grow, evolve, to share with others, and to have some fun. Have some fun and be happy. Have some lightness about this journey. It's really not that serious. There is, what I've learned is there is nothing that serious. There is nothing that important. The only thing that's important to me is my connection, my relationship with the universe in every single moment of my day. That's what reality spirituality is about. My website is www.RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And on that website, I have actually my latest book. Let me just throw that out there. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, which is available at on my website. You can order it. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. Enough of the plugs. I'm really not comfortable giving plugs. It's just not me. But anyway, I have to do that. This show teaches that we don't have control over what happens to us, but we definitely have control over our perspective of what's happening. We have control over our responses. We have control over our behaviors, our words, our personal vibration. Yes, we have control over our personal vibration. We have control over our energy and the energy we put out. And we have control over our attitude. We have control over our disposition. This grumpy, oh my goodness, grumpy, moody. I was the biggest, moody, grumpiest person you would ever want to meet. Believe me, my moods were like the weather. Actually, they weren't even that stable because at least the weather has seasons. No, I was moody. Listen, something could set me off in a second. And quite frankly, my dear audience, I got tired. I got sick and tired of being moody. I got tired of getting angry. I got tired of feeling miserable. I was on a roller coaster. My emotions were up and down and up and down. And why? Because I felt that anything that happened to me, people talking a certain way, relationships, parents, job issues, financial issues, you name it, health issues, all of those things had an effect on how I felt. Everything had an effect on my mood. So if I was having a good, oh, listen, have you heard of this? I'm having a really good day. I had a bad day. I laugh at it now because for me, there's no such thing as a good and bad day. Labels always subtract from happiness. And when I labeled anything good and or bad, I was actually subtracting from my own happiness. So this show teaches what adds to happiness and what subtracts. Now, what I found out, searching for this feeling, wanting to feel good all the time, wanting to feel at peace all the time, wanting to feel connected all the time, what I found out when I went on this journey that, like I said, took at least 2 decades, is that what I was looking for, what I was searching for, was really a feeling of inner contentment, inner peace, inner knowing. That everything is in order, that everything that happens to me or doesn't happen is for my betterment and for my evolution, for my growth, for my betterment. That's such a great word. Everything that happens to me is for my betterment. Everything. All of it. Knowing that required me to exercise, practice again, continue practicing, trust. Trust is a big one. Trust means that you can walk, jump off a cliff, jump off the highest roof, jump off the Empire State Building, and know that you're going to get caught. Know that you are going to get swooped up and you're going to be saved and you're going to get caught by the universe. Trusting that has also been a journey. Yeah, the concept, but there's a big difference between talking about it and really acting, knowing. And so I have to say that without a shadow of a doubt, without any doubt, I trust explicitly. I know whatever is going on in my life I'm supposed to experience, whether I like it or not. So what I've come to do is just like it all. Without labels, just experience it all without labels and without judgment, and always with a great perspective on what's going on. So trust and surrender. Surrender is another one. Surrender is just giving up control to the universe, letting the universe drive, if you will. Sit back in the Bentley and let the universe take you wherever it deems possible, wherever it deems necessary for you to go. I've given up driving. I've given up control on the steering wheel. In fact, when I do try to drive, when I do try to get that steering wheel, that proverbial steering wheel, and turn to the right or turn to the left, guess what? Right into a brick wall. Hands off the steering wheel now. All right, universe. I want to get to today's topic, which is I'm a big, 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 huge basketball and football fan. Now, I've been a football fan forever, probably since, junior high. You know, my father was a big football fan. My brother played football. I fell in love with a lot of the football players in high school. I mean, I'm a big football fan. Not so much college. Not college, but definitely professional football. And I'm also a basketball fan. Now, I have to say, football is number one, basketball is number two. Do I watch all the basketball games? No. But what I do watch is I love the playoffs. When basketball gets around to the spring playoffs, I'm there. I watch all the games. I love the competition. I'm an athlete myself. I've been teaching fitness for almost 35 years? Yeah, almost 35 years. So I'm an athlete. I consider myself an athlete, which I never knew that I was. Well, anyway, that's another story. But back to the topic. So this week, well, probably for the last couple of weeks, I think it started at the beginning of July. You have to be from another planet. Well, that's not true because a lot of people aren't sports fans. So for people that are not sports fans, LeBron James is the best the best basketball player in the world today. He started his career, I believe he's been playing professional basketball 7+4, probably 10 or 11 years. Don't quote me because I'm not good at statistics, but at least 11 years, because I remember he was in Cleveland for 7 years, and then he went to Miami for 4. The best basketball player in the world. And this guy, if you ever get a chance to look at his documentary, I believe it was a year ago or a couple years ago, he's sitting down one-on-one with a I can't remember the guy's name, but anyway, You get a sense of this guy. There's a lot of people that don't like him for whatever reason, but I'm telling you, this guy is solid. His character is not questioned. And this week, on Thursday, Thursday. It was Friday. It was yesterday. He proved what I already felt from him, that this guy not only is the best basketball player in the world, but LeBron James was able to teach the world about forgiveness. How the hell can a basketball player teach the world about forgiveness? Well, I'll share with you how. That's what this reality spirituality is about, this everyday life. Everyday life is linked to spirituality. Everyday life is linked to your connection with the universe. I say universe, some people say God, some people say higher power, some people say source, energy, spirit, whatever you want to call it. LeBron James taught all of us in the world, since he is a world figure. Everyone knows who he is. Well, I can't say that. But if you know basketball, you know who he is. Taught the world about forgiveness. How did he do that? Well, in a nutshell, LeBron James was born and raised in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, I believe. I don't know where. I don't know if it was Cleveland, but I know it was Ohio. And he played basketball in high school, college, by far the best. He's like a Michael Jordan. Everyone knows Michael Jordan. He's on the same level as Michael Jordan. I quite frankly think he's better than Michael Jordan, but don't tell anyone. Anyway, he played for the Cleveland Cavaliers for 7 years. And if you know anything about basketball, you can't, even though you're the best in the world, you need a team around you. And so he didn't have the team around him. And he, being the best, wanted to win championships. You know, pro football, you want to win a Super Bowl. It's all about the rings. It's all about the championships. If you get to that level, of course, that's what you want. That's your goal. And the same thing with LeBron James. So he made a decision after 7 years of playing in Cleveland, his home state, I don't know if it's home state, but in Ohio, his home state, he made a decision to leave, to play with a team that would help him win the championships rings that he wanted, that he deserved. I mean, if you're the best, you want the best. Anyway, so he made a decision after giving 7 years of his life to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And is it Cleveland? Yeah, Cleveland Cavaliers. And the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers took LeBron's move, took his decision very personally. One of the things about happiness, one of the things about living connected and staying connected and remaining and keeping happiness your priority and wanting happiness to be your priority is that you cannot take anything personally. Even the things that people say, what they do, what the universe puts in your lap, puts on your plate, you can't take it personally. But this owner, this billionaire owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, took LeBron's move after LeBron 7 years of his life on this team, building it, getting to the playoffs and losing, took LeBron James' decision to move to Miami and play for the Miami Heat personally. So personally that this billionaire, listen to this, this billionaire, his name is Don Gilbert, wrote a letter. As soon as LeBron made the decision and left the Cleveland Cavaliers and basically left and go to another team where he had more chances to win a championship, and sure enough, in 4 years, they went to the championship, and sure enough, in 4 years, they won, the Miami Heat won two championships, which is huge, two championships rings. So Dan Gilbert wrote this letter, and here we go. I'm going to read it verbatim because it's really important to listen to what he said. Now, this is a billionaire that owned the Cleveland that still owns the Cleveland Cavaliers. Here we go. He writes, "Dear Cleveland, all and all of Northwest Ohio and Cleveland Cavaliers supporters, wherever you might be tonight, as you know, our former hero, LeBron James, who grew up in the very region that he deserted this evening, is no longer a Cleveland Cavalier. It was announced with a several-day narcissistic self-promotional buildup culminating with a national TV special of his decision unlike anything that was ever witnessed in the history of sports and probably the history of entertainment. Clearly, this is bitterly disappointing to all of us. The good news is that the ownership team and the rest of the hardworking, loyal, driven staff over here at your hometown Cavaliers has not betrayed you and never will betray you. There's much more to tell you about the events of the recent past and more to tell you about our exciting future. We simply don't deserve this kind of cowardly betrayal. You have been given so much," he's talking to the fans. "You've been given so much, and you deserve so much more. In the meantime, I want to make one statement to you tonight. I personally guarantee that the Cleveland Cavaliers will win an NBA championship before the self-titled former King wins one." So he basically even said that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win an NBA championship before the self-titled former King wins one. You can take that to the bank. He actually put that in caps. "If you thought we were motivated before tonight to bring the hardware to Cleveland, I can tell you that his shameful display of selfishness and betrayal by one of our very own has shifted our motivation to previously unknown and previously never experienced levels. Some people think they should go to heaven but not have to die to get there. Sorry, but that's simply not how it works. This shocking act of display from our homegrown chosen one sends the exact opposite lesson of what we would want our children to learn and who we would want our children to grow up to become. But the good news is that this heartless and callous action can only serve as an antidote to the so-called curse on the Cleveland, Ohio team. The self-declared former king will be taking the curse with him down south. And until he does right by Cleveland and Ohio, James, LeBron James, and the town he plays in will unfortunately own his dreaded spell and bad karma. Just watch. Sleep well, Cleveland." Don Gilbert. Now, this billionaire took LeBron James making a decision about his professional career, his family, personally. He said he called him a narcissist. He said he was selfish. He said he was self-titled for a king. What else did he say? I don't even want to read all the things. You heard shameful display of selfishness, betrayal. Now, that was 4 years ago. This letter was written in 2010. And 4 years has passed. And LeBron James, contract was up this year. And LeBron James had a decision to make. This guy is so good, he could play on any team in the league. And yesterday it was announced that he is going back to Cleveland. Now, of course, with anything, if you're a sports fan, there are thousands of analysts, sports analysts. And before LeBron made this decision to go back to Cleveland, I listen to Sports in the Morning, and people were talking. I mean, I could never go back after a letter like that, which was made public, and actually was made public for 4 years. I would never go back. I would never forgive. I could never play for a man who wrote a letter like that. Regardless of what anyone said, LeBron James yesterday made a decision to go back to his home state and play for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I don't know if LeBron James got an apology from Dan Gilbert. I don't know if he talked to him, but it's very obvious that LeBron James, well, you know what, let me strike that, because I don't know that, but he is going back to play for this team, for this owner. He's going back to Cleveland. My question to you, my dear audience, because forgiveness is so important to being happy. If there is one person in your life that you are struggling to forgive, that you are holding a grudge, that you are upset with, that you have a thought of any kind of thought of a displeasing thought about them, even a displeasing thought, will affect your happiness. So you have two hands. Let's hold out two hands. You have one, your happiness. Two, unhappiness. Adding to happiness, subtracting from happiness. You will subtract from your happiness. In fact, basically what it is you're shooting yourself in the foot. You cannot be happy if you're holding a grudge about anybody, about anything, including your neighbor, including the cashier at the grocery store, including, you name it, including your relatives, including your parents. If you do not have the ability to forgive, you are literally drinking poison. You're poisoning your own. When I say poisoning, I mean it's a cancer. It's a cancer that you are allowing to spread. I have a question for you. Can you forgive without receiving an apology? I don't know whether or not LeBron James received an apology or talked to Dan Gilbert face to face. I haven't listened to the sports news today. I haven't listened to it. But I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, an apology is not necessary. This forgiving is an energy that you emit. It's an energy. It's an energy that you put out there. And quite frankly, let me just speak for myself, I don't need an apology from anyone. I don't care what you've done, what you've said, what's happened in the past, what you can do, what you will do. It doesn't matter. You don't have to apologize to me for me to be able to forgive you and let you be and feel good about you and your, you know, and wanting the best for you. I remember my father, it was so interesting. This is where I learned how to hold a grudge and not forgive people. Because I remember times in my home where my mother and father just weren't speaking. And sometimes it would go on for days. I never knew why, but not all the times, but I definitely knew when neither one of them weren't speaking. I mean, my father would give somebody the cold shoulder in an instant. And it happened to me on more than one occasion. My father would not speak to me. And I remember, unless I apologize, unless I go to him, grovel, head down, and apologize, I would never be forgiven in his eyes. He could go on for years. He'd go on for months. I remember when I first moved out of the house, I was 18 years old. It was 3 months before he talked to me. And the reason why, and before he talked to me, I had to basically break down and cry and, please talk to me, Dad, please talk to me. And then he finally started talking. So that's how, and let me tell you something. I took it to another level. I got to a point where I don't have to talk to people for years. I totally get it. But when I talk about this forgiveness and holding a grudge, I'm talking about it from a firsthand experience. Firsthand experience. So the question is, do you have to have an apology in order to forgive someone? The answer is absolutely not. You don't forgive anybody for them. You forgive them for you. Let me say this. We were not born knowing how to hold grudges. In fact, I'll tell you right now, if you can remember, I mean, if you observe an infant, 1.5 years, 2 years old, and you said the most horrific things to this infant about how useless they are, how stupid they are, how ugly they are, how whatever you wanted to say, all the hurtful things that you could imagine, and you really lashed out, and you went back 2 hours later. It's kind of like an animal. You went back, you know, an hour later, 2 hours later, you picked the baby up and you hugged the baby and kissed the baby and kissed the baby and loved on the baby. Guess what? That baby, that toddler wouldn't hold a grudge. It's all about unlearning. So it's not my fault. It's not your fault that we learned how to be so unforgiving. We were taught, and as you know, whatever you're taught, whatever you learn, you can unlearn. And why would you want to be in a place where whatever anybody did or whatever anybody said, you can forgive them? You don't hold a grudge. You don't view them in a bad light. You view them just as, because whatever you want for somebody else or don't want, or whatever energy you're emitting to anyone else, when I say emitting to anyone else, in reality, you're actually doing it to yourself. Whatever you put out there is ricocheting and bouncing right back to you. And that's why it's so important. It's imperative. It's necessary for whatever anyone does and or says. Number one, it cannot be taken personally. Number two, it has another person's actions, behaviors, is, I'm trying to put it into words, another person's actions or behaviors has nothing to do with how you are going to act and or behave. How you act and behave, your thoughts, your attitude towards another person has nothing to do with that person. It's really a choice that you make, that they are who they are. They're on their own journey. They're experiencing their own thoughts. And quite frankly, let me really be, anyone that says that they're angry at you, or you made me angry, or you said something and now I'm hurt, or you hurt my feelings, or you offended me, is a bunch of bull crap. Because I am responsible for my feelings. No one else. I'm responsible for the emotions I feel. no one else. I have the power to control how I want to feel, how I want to perceive my experiences, and there is not one person on this planet, including my own mother and or my number one son, that can make me feel a certain way about my, at all. Not one. Last year, 2 years ago, yes. 3 years ago, of course. 5 years ago, everybody had a little piece of how I felt. Oh, yes, if I, come on, you insult me, I'm offended. Listen, I was the queen of being offended. But I'm here to tell you today that no one, when you get to a spot, when you get to a place where you have evolved and you get to another level, there is a level where no matter what anybody does, no matter what anybody says, no matter what kind of letter, and this letter went out to the world and stayed on the website for 4 years. This letter to LeBron James stayed on the website for 4 years. Let's take LeBron James out and put yourself in. Would you be able to go back to that team? Would you be able to forgive? Would you be able to forget? You know, I hear this a lot. Well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. What? What energy of what I can forgive and I can't forget? That's another interesting. That's for me. I have to forgive and I have to forget. Because if I can't forget, guess what? If I can't forget, that means that I am living in the past. That means that I am in the past. I am living in the past. My only reality is this moment. If I'm in the past and if I'm in the future, I'm not at peace. Unless I'm in the past and I'm thinking about something wonderful that happened or joyous that happened or a moment that, oh my God, it was a blissful moment. Yeah, those are allowed. But living in the past, can't forget, you are affecting your own happiness in the present moment. I can forgive and I can forget in a minute. You can insult me. You can say whatever you want to me. I don't care what you do. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's forgotten and it's forgiven in the moment. Do it again. It's forgotten. It's forgiven in the moment. There's a really famous statement in the Jesus said, you know, whether you believe Jesus was the Son of God or not, he had a couple of really, really good lines. This is one of my favorite lines, which is what? Turn the other cheek. What does that mean? That means to forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Not for them. For you. I'm going to leave you with a couple of my favorite quotes on forgiveness. This is from Gandhi. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. The other famous quote from Martin Luther King, forgiveness is not an occasional act. It's a constant attitude. And from Rita Mae Brown, one of the keys to happiness is a bad memory. And my other one, oh, this is from Oprah, which I love this one. This is really funny. This is really good. True forgiveness is when you can say, thank you for that experience. That's a good one. True forgiveness is when you can say, thank you for that experience. And my favorite, from an unknown, forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to my website and you can look at all of the services I've offered. Hire me as a speaker. I do workshops. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to my private session tab to receive my free monthly newsletter. Sign up, email to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Remember, until tomorrow, I want you all to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Forgive and forget. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.